Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Fleck here with your news briefing. We're waiting to learn how the PM's meeting with the French president goes. Anthony Albanese is expected to chat with Emmanuel Macron on a free trade agreement with the EU during the pair's meeting in Paris. However, the big one will be that billion-dollar French sub-deal that was torpedoed by the Morrison governments. New South Wales and Queensland's certainly in for a bit of rain. Widespread falls of as much as 100 mils are expected in Queensland's north and central regions over the weekend. However, Dean Naramore from the Weather Bureau says the real heavy stuff will hit New South Wales starting tomorrow.
As we move into the early hours of tomorrow morning, the rain will really start to pick up across the central coast of New South Wales and really pick up as we move into the Saturday night and Sunday morning time frame, where by then we could see widespread falls of 100 to 200 millimetres, with isolated falls in excess of that.
There's a flood watch in place from the state's Hunter region down to the south coast. Victoria will follow in the footsteps of New South Wales, setting up a special task force to tackle an increase in gangland violence. It's today announced the Viper Task Force will be comprised of 80 officers and will focus on Melbourne's organised crime threats. NAB's the latest of the big four banks to announce rate hikes. Its 1 and 2 year fixed rate choice package and tailored home loan has been upped by 1% for owner occupiers. That has been hailed as a game changer for Aussie women who, from today, will be able to do a pap smear at home. The do-it-yourself kits, which test for cervical cancer, can be picked up from GPs and health clinics. The Aussies have won the first test against Sri Lanka in Gaul. It follows an absolute capitulation from the hosts, who could only manage 113 in their second innings. Travis Head claimed 4 wickets. Australia needed just 5 runs to win the match. Dave Warner hit a 4, then a 6 to claim victory. And in AFL, the Cats welcome back Patrick Dangerfield against the Roos tomorrow after 6 weeks out with a calf complaint. Assistant coach James Kelly says the midfield is in a good place.
The main thing is Paddy's coming back into the game feeling really confident in himself and his body, and we're just excited to have him back.
Listener.